There's a variety of ways that New York State Higher Education is supporting families to get their forms done on time and accurately. We have a web chat that is staffed that's available during the weekdays. We also have a toll-free phone number at Start Here, Get There that is staffed from noon to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, which is very helpful. Sometimes families think they know the answer and they just need someone to encourage them and to get that answer done and move on to the next question. The other way that technology is supporting families in completing the FAFSA is there is a lot of skip logic built into completing the form online. One thing we haven't touched base on yet is actually how the form, the best way to get this form done, and families should be completing the form online. The U.S. Department of Education has recently shared with us that if all the documentation is gathered, the form could take less than a half an hour to complete. Because when you're doing it online, there are edits built into their system, and if a question is coming up that this family doesn't need to answer, it will skip it. And that's going to help people be more accurate and get the form done more quickly when they're doing it online. And at starthere.getthere.org, we actually have the link to FAFSA.gov to make sure that the families are going to the right website. There are some websites out there that look like they're the FAFSA application, but when you get to the end, they want a credit card and they want to charge you for filing it. The first F in FAFSA stands for free. So by starting at our website, families know that they're linking into the absolute correct application to get the form done with the federal government.
Do you have any sense of, again, another one of the things we talked about briefly here is loans. Do you have any sense of if people would either avoid going to college or are generally fearful just about, you know, piling on student loans? You know, you do hear horror stories about people getting out of college with, you know, 20 and 30, and if it's a professional degree, $60,000 and $80,000 of loans, and then not even getting a job. Is there some fear out there about student loans in general?
Borrowing money to pay for college is a very big decision. And what I encourage students and families to do is consider the investment they're making in education and make sure that the return on that investment is lining up with the amount of debt that they're taking on to get the degree. And that's going to involve considering the type of college that you attend. It definitely starts with the FAFSA, because if you're not doing the financial aid form for all the colleges you're interested in, you're never going to give that college a chance to tell you what your aid eligibility might be. So I think as far as fear around borrowing for college, I think people are always afraid to get in over their head, but there are responsible ways to go about making the investment, and there's loan calculators that are available at our website, New York State's Higher Education, which is hesc.ny.gov. We have loan forecasters and calculators, so you can, once you know your financial aid award and your bottom line of what you need to pay for a college, start going out and calculating what your monthly payments are going to be so that you understand what you're getting yourself into a couple years down the road when you finish college. I think people need to be very careful with borrowing, but if they're not doing the full picture and understanding their entire financial aid award and how much it's actually going to cost them out of pocket to go to a college, then they're not really making an informed choice on whether or not to borrow.